This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Thursday morning. It's a Thursday morning of the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Good now, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Chilly start, 37 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 50s. Looks like it's going to be cloudy, but no precipitation, which is good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it out of the way.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? That's my question. What's that?
What's going on?
I encourage everybody that can hear my voice to immediately sprint to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. YouTube or Twitch, it's TheBreakRoom, WCMF.com. You can watch it live.
Yeah, what's going on? Good stuff today. Here.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a standard, it's a fall outfit.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Could you please describe to the audience what Tommy has worn into the studio today?
Okay, well, he's got a standard jacket.
Jacket so is
check.
On. Yep.
He's got his winter jeans.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hemmed winter jeans.
Okay, but it's from the neck up where it gets a little weird.
And we're not just talking his forehead and eyes.
So he has a scarf tied around his neck, but not like a warm scarf, like a fashion scarf.
It's a silk. Is that a silk scarf?
Kind of.
Okay.
And it kind of has the same colors going on as a jacket.
Well, you got to match it up. You got to keep with the earth tones.
Sure.
And then sitting on top of his head, I don't know what to call this because it's almost like a hybrid grandpa hat.
I'll tell you what it is. If you've ever seen Elmer Fudd, that's what he's wearing.
Okay, but I don't hate it.
Don't do this.
When I walked in, I was kind of like, you know what? I think you found the perfect old man hat for your head.
You're wearing a houndstooth hunting cap.
So first of all.
It's kind of a ball cap, though.
Yeah, no,
it's kind of a ball cap.
Uh-huh.
But it has an Irish look to it.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
well,
it does.
No. Well, it does because you know where it's made?
Where's that?
In Ireland.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's an Irish hat. So
ooh.
I'm guessing it's your heritage I'm wearing on my head.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen this place before. It's at the Sucker Factory in Dublin, Ireland, where we sell stuff to suckers.
Wouldn't that be like mixed suckers?
Sucker. No, that you can't say that on the radio.
Are you kidding?
Mixed suckers?
No.
When I first walked in, I thought it was one of those... what do they call it? The traditional Irish-looking caps.
No.
It's a shepherd's cap.
And then
it's
I thought
really
the...
a shepherd's cap who plays shortstop for the Yankees? What's wrong with you?
And then I saw it from the side. I'm like, no, it's kind of got something different going on.
Like if I was going out for a pint with my mates.
No. Okay.
I'd call them up on my telly, and we'd go out for a pint.
You're wearing a silk scarf and a hunting cap.
Mm.
You look like Steven Tyler all the time.
I'm on board. The less we have to see
this.
Of Tommy's skin,
man.
The better.
Hey, look, I put the glasses on.
Yeah.
It works.
I'm okay.
Look.
Uh-huh.
Put the glasses on.
Sure.
Nice. Look, very distinguished.
All right.
Look, I could be a professor, man.
He's a distinguished gentleman.
Yes.
You
like an English gentleman in a countryside.
No, you look like a man that would...
bad words.
You look like a man who'd be walking through Austria that was accidentally shot by the Kaiser's army right before World War I started.
Like, the only thing that's missing for this outfit is an English convertible. Like a little sports car.
And
gloves.
So a scarf can blow in the
wind. Yeah, in the back.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And again, I would like to apologize because I'm not even describing this appropriately. The only way for you to fully comprehend what is happening here is to log on to our YouTube stream and check it out.
It's definitely a hat I've never seen before.
Right, it's very unique.
It's very unique.
Oh, no, I'll give you that.
I had to search this out.
Wow.
Okay, question. Is it an adjustable hat or did you have to measure your head first?
I had to measure my head.
It fits like a glove.
I'm telling you, man. It feels really good. And it kept me warm this morning.
Okay.
Except for my ears.
Oh, wait.
Or my, as they say in my country, my tellywhackers.
can't even do the joke now because you ruined it.
What?
Tellywhackers?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened to you because we've talked about this on the show before. Tommy has become hat guy after decades of killing hat guy.
Well, because I've been it up top and I got to start worrying about the skin cancer in my head. As per your wife told me, I'm starting to get a little nasty.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's winter.
Yeah.
It's cold outside now. We're getting towards winter. You come in when it's dark outside. Mm. You're outside for literally 30 seconds until you get under the roof of the parking garage and then in your car.
Yeah, but I'll wear it at times of the day.
Well, okay, now he's even like accidentally talking with an accent, which is really bothering
me. I mean, what if I dash off to the market?
I'm not going to be able to
get the greens.
I'm not going to be able to do a show today.
And a pint.
Because, like, bro, I am used to you looking like an idiot.
A shot and a pint.
And I mean that with all due respect. Bless you, Kimmy. You have never...
Bless you, Kimmy.
You have never looked dumber in the time that I've known you.
Kimmy says I look pretty good.
I disagree. I think I'm on board.
I think it covers up my flaws, my old man face, my old man head.
Sure.
See?
And my old man neck.
Mm-hmm. Covered all up.
Covers it up. And I think Kimmy's on board.
I'm going to...
She's tough.
You're a
joke ass, but she's tough.
Joke ass.
I'm your friend. She wants you to embarrass yourself.
No.
Who are you going to trust?
Oh, look at this.
You just realized it, too. He stops dead in his tracks. Wait a minute.
I trust Kimmy.
I have known you over 20 years.
Kimmy's a fashion player.
I mean, I do want to point
out really, all of a sudden.
I do want to point out that for years and years and years, you made fun of all the scarves that I wore.
Who did?
Now look at you.
Who did that?
You did that.
Oh. You're a scarf bitch. Yep. Bitch-ass scarf
it's
ass
so
wearing
comfortable.
Bitch, bro. You know what you look like?
What?
You look like a guy who lives in Prince's neighborhood when he got all his money, saw Prince wear a scarf, and was like, oh, I'm going to try. It's a silk. What does that do? What does the silk scarf do?
It's very
do?
Comfortable. And coming in, it was quite brisk.
No way that's keeping you warm. No way.
And it was quite a chill in the air.
I'm going to say this. What? If I was walking down, let's say
we're going to start calling people lad.
Laddie.
If I was walking down the canal and you were walking. Mm. From 40 to 50 feet away, I would think you were an 80-year-old woman. And I mean that with all sincerity.
You would say that no matter what I
had
on.
No, I mean, you dress weird. But, like, this especially makes you look like an elderly woman. Like, you know what you look like?
Who's that?
You look like an elderly woman in Vegas going to play slots for 19 straight hours. What is wrong with you? You're every woman we ran into when we would go to Finger Lakes for the Bills games, man. Come on. What did your wife say?
She didn't hate the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she picked out the scarf when we were on vacation.
For herself, and you took it and wore it today?
Yeah, so I got to get it back before she gets up.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
Man.
No, just be a normal person.
This
Please.
Is normal to me.
It is not. No, it's not.
Very comfortable.
It's not. Even if you went to England or Ireland and put that on there, a little bit over the top, mate.
Bro, I could have.
There'd be an Australian guy there telling you that.
I could be Mayor of London in this outfit.
You could be Mayor of London.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy got a new hat because his entire identity now is guy who wears hats on the radio.
It's a shepherd's hat.
That's how smart he is. I know it'll make this radio show good. Wearing a hat on the radio.
We are all wearing hats.
Okay.
Hat day.
We're not.
Oh, yeah, man. This is the first time ever.
Yeah.
We're all in caps.
Okay.
What?
Carrie Ann writes us.
I think girl Twitter right now is really loving.
Girl Twitter?
Girl Twitter is really loving Tommy's look.
Yeah, because they want it. They want to know where he got it. Carrie Ann writes.
I'll let you know, ladies.
From someone who thinks he
glasses,
looks,
excuse me.
From someone who thinks he looks good in a maroon tuxedo coat, that's me, I guess. Mm-hmm. Your opinion doesn't really count here, Pat. Tommy looks stylish and dapper in a casual let's run around town kind of
way. Oh, yeah. He's running some errands. Right.
Yeah, may you hit the pub later?
Yeah, no, there's errands he's running. He's got
some bangers and mash.
He's got to go. He's got an appointment for his mastectomy. He's got to get that checked out, right? Pills for his bone density, because, you know, that happens at your age with osteoporosis.
No, I checked my bone density last night. It was great.
Yeah, where was that?
I was at your mother's house. Your mama.
Kimmy, you know what he looks like?
What?
He looks like the father of an F1 racer that has been estranged from him for like 50 years.
I don't know if that's an insult to
him. Oh, no, I'm not done.
Okay.
That like,
well, that's that guy. He's a Canadian billionaire, actually.
Okay.
His kid actually now is in the car. He's racing.
I don't care. I don't care about your hat.
I think I look like somebody that could possibly own a helicopter.
No, you don't, man. You don't. No, you.
No, because you know my backstory. But if you just saw me, if you just saw me walking down the street, and go, I think that guy could own a helicopter.
You think that this makes you look rich?
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
You look borderline homeless.
No, I look rich.
No, okay. Just because you say
I look like I got coin.
No, you don't, man.
This says coin, baby. This is money.
All right. Now the important.
Many pounds.
Now the important question.
What?
That I'm sure everyone's dying to know, with Tommy with his new houndstooth hunter's cap and silk scarf.
Yep.
What it cost? Because you said that was made in Ireland.
Yes.
And I have an Irish hat, yes. And I know what it cost.
It wasn't that bad.
How much?
It was $59.
Oh.
And that was shipped in Ireland.
Oh, so.
Not bad.
You got lied to then.
What do you mean?
You did not get a wool.
It came from Ireland.
Handmade from Ireland.
I don't know if it's handmade.
For $59. Oh,
you buddy, are you saying the Irish are cheaters and liars?
No, I'm saying
they're scammers.
Yes, as an Irishman,
they're creep crumbs.
Absolutely, no.
And you know they're all luscious, and I know a lush when I see one.
You're asking me,
yeah.
The most Irish man you know, who you've known since I was a kid.
Don't trust the Irish.
If Irish are scam artists and liars,
yes.
As you call me a scam artist and a liar every day, what did the scarf cost?
Because
you got it. Where'd you get it?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me where you got it, huh? Is that also a fur scarf? The scarf for sure.
Foreign scarf.
Fur scarf. So, and where'd the jacket come from? Is that American?
No.
Why do you hate America?
I don't.
Really?
They just don't make jackets.
You just, America doesn't appreciate your European fashion.
We were on vacation as I got it.
Not a single thing that you have on was made in America today. Way to go.
No, the shoes are, well, they're probably made in China.
You pinko bastard.
And the jeans are probably made in China. Well, yeah, you know, China makes everything.
No, yeah, but not the scarf, not the hat, not the jacket.
And the socks are for
him. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and my underwear is Tommy John. That's American.
There's no way that was made in America.
Tommy John's made in America.
Says who?
Tommy John.
I mean, it sounds pretty American.
Okay, Google where they make Tommy John underwear, because I bet you it ain't America.
It's probably like Vietnam.
Okay, fine.
Possibly.
All right. Look.
Polynesia.
I feel like your wife has approved this because she's just given up.
Yes. Well, she made the mistake of going after my white shoes. I haven't let it go.
Are you doing all of this out of spite?
I do everything out of spite.
No, but
I wake up out of spite.
You're dressing like
I eat spiteful.
You're dressing like an idiot to spite your wife because one time she made you get rid of a pair of white shoes because you weren't on the set of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
In my defense, I think I've been dressing like an idiot way before I met her. Remember when I had my purple velour jacket
and those giant collars.
Yes,
it is amazing.
I came in at the end of that era.
I love those collars. No, because they had built-in speakers.
Like, you know what he looked like? He looked like a dog that just had a surgery done. Like, it is amazing.
That wouldn't itch my ears.
You find the stupidest, most ridiculous, out-of-the-way outfits of every generation, and you put them on and look like a moron.
Do you know why? You know where I get this from?
Where's that?
My father.
Yeah, I know. You can't sit here and make fun of your dad for anything, because you look like your father if your father dressed as a woman.
Which he did.
You look like your father on Halloween. I'm going to call you Strega Nona for Noah. Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry?
You just asked if Tommy John.
Yeah.
It's an American company headquartered in New York City.
That doesn't answer my question.
But they do have products that are made across the globe.
Oh, so that's everything's made in China.
Well, you know, everything all of us are wearing is foreign.
This hat's made in America.
No, it's not.
100% positive. Made in America by the Golden Supply Company down the street here in Rochester, New York. I like them apples. American apples.
So they make hats here?
Yeah, they make it all. They make all their stuff here.
What did it cost you?
Like $25-$30.
Wait, they got, that's a $25 hat was made here?
Yeah, yes.
Man, they must have chintzed out on the stitching.
Okay, bro, you can't. Did you look in the mirror about?
Bro, I got good stitching.
I got, yeah, not American stitching. No. Not stitching up American
fingers.
You
know why?
Fingers.
You want to know why?
What is that?
Nobody wants to stitch anymore.
I'm going to have a really hard time.
Oh, you're not going to have
doing
a hard
this show.
Time.
No, I don't think you get what an idiot you look
like. I look like a celebrity.
No, yeah, you. Yeah.
You look like you're going to solve a mystery.
Ah,
very,
see?
Very slowly.
That'll yeah. get done.
The mystery of why he thinks this looks good. And like, bro, I'm
hope you're all having a good time.
I'm only doing this to you.
Why?
Because I care about
no,
you.
No, don't.
No, I do.
And obviously.
No, okay, as much as I make fun, I think it's a good look. I am on board.
See?
With
she knows.
Trust Kimmy.
Detective Tommy.
She's like, she's one of these downtown hipsters.
Trust Kimmy.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Not the man who has your best interest at heart. Trust the woman who, for years and years and years, you have made fun of and criticized what? And shorted and given her extra work. She is the one whose opinion you should trust.
See? Because she stood the test of time. I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
I don't either.
All right.
But I'll take it.
We have Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, Tommy looks like a judge who doesn't have any idea what he's doing. Okay, Dan, dynamite drop in there. This one comes in from Lisa. Lisa says, what women think he thinks he looks good? That's not a sexy look. It actually makes him look older. I would get rid of the hat and the scarf, Tommy. Love you. Kisses. You do look older.
I am old.
No. You look older than the old you
no,
already
I think,
are.
No, I think it covers up a lot of my old.
Talk to Lisa. Kimmy, does he look older in that outfit?
No.
She can't even say, no.
No, like I said, the more you cover up, the more of a mystery it is for
hey.
Me to solve.
Yeah.
So, like, if I didn't know you, it would be tough to tell what your age is because I can barely see any of your face.
See? And that's good.
More Facebook messages coming in. Rick writes us, Tommy looks like he got his tongue stuck on a pole during the movie The Christmas Story.
All right.
So we're going to do the show like this.
It's happening, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, fine. Look, man, it's America. Even
times are changing.
Wait, question, though. Is this the only hat? Or do we have more like it coming?
No, this is it.
He's running out of countries in Europe to buy hats from.
Well, I got three hats now. I'm good.
Okay. You had two hats and you were good.
I like this one.
No, like I know you, man. You're like me. You got a very addictive personality. So you're going to get bored with that hat in a couple of weeks. You're going to go buy another hat. You're going to look even dumber. It's got a pinwheel on it.
Oh, a beanie with a spinner?
No time for losers, yet Tommy Mulay still in the room.
Jesus.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, my butt. Oh, my hat. Oh, my scarf. You know, one of the best parts about local news is they can go and find answers to questions that we have.
Yeah, they dig deep.
Exactly. In fact, one local news station, one of their best segments is, good question!
Mm-hmm.
That being said, one local news station answered a question that no one should want to ask. Because there's no need outside of medical for you to have any of these things.
Oh.
Yet more shocking than the question was the answer.
Can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. I'm going to read you a headline from a story that ran on News 8 last night.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, is it legal to buy human bones online?
Oh.
So if any of you guys were wondering this morning.
Yeah.
If you could legally buy human bones online, we have an answer.
Why do they have them? to sell.
Where did they come from?
So, well, hold on. We're getting too far ahead of it. Right. So there's a reason this came up on News 8 last night. Recently, there was a story from New Mexico, a small town. A bunch of human skulls and bone fragments were discovered.
Yeah, in a person's property.
You got it. Yeah. And authorities believed that these bones were connected to a 2019 missing persons case. Well, it turns out the police were wrong. Police now believe that the skulls, which are real human skulls, had been purchased online as part of a collection over the course of several years.
That's creepy.
You got it. And the answer to News 8's question...
Somebody needs to go raid that person's house.
They did. They found skulls.
More human skulls.
It turns out...
What did they say?
The answer to the headline, can you legally buy human bones online, is yes.
All right.
You can legally buy... human
bones. So you don't have to go on, like, you know, the dark web to find this. This is just out in the open for your, above board purchase.
So in this story on News 8, they list two websites. One is called The Bone Room that runs out of California. The other
one... that sounds like such a porn site.
they should have...
I'm guessing the next one also sounds like a porn site.
No, this one is, by the way, the website is theboneroom.com. Somebody who runs a porn site dropped the ball.
Right.
The second one is called Skulls Unlimited.
Right.
They legally clean human heads that come straight from donors.
Fresh heads.
Yeah. And you can buy these things legally. Okay. Now, there are a couple of states that prohibit them from being bought in them, but it doesn't look like New York is
usually
one of them.
Usually it's Alaska and Hawaii.
So, I guess it seems that
who buys this crap? Unless you're going to do like a haunted house or something.
A haunted house with real skulls?
Maybe that's your selling point.
That would keep everybody out of the haunted house.
That's a pretty good haunted house.
Okay. Yeah, because you can't make the argument for like historical reasons.
It's just scary ass stuff.
So actually, that's the hook that The Bone Room, one of these websites, uses. They are artifacts. So they use it as like historical stuff. They get human skulls, human skeletons, and individual bone sets.
Would schools use this to like teach?
So that's
like
the
science.
So that's the only reason that I can think of. Right. Like, yes, medical.
Maybe once they're done with them, they.
But even in high schools, where they teach you anatomy and stuff like that.
But you have the fake skeleton.
Yeah. Oh, now you got a real cool one.
No, it's not that schools are done with them. No, these colleges will buy from some of these places, and it makes sense that you would need it for that. Yeah, but I kind of thought there was like some kind of like federal
law,
or no, like
kind of feels like there should be.
What do you call that? Like a group, like a federal department of
that oversees.
Yeah, like where you can donate your body here because you can donate your body to medical.
So the bones are probably coming from people who've donated.
But this is a private business.
Organs.
This isn't like a government agency.
No, this is a private business.
So that means they're buying the bones,
right?
And then selling them at a markup, I believe.
So are they buying them from like labs and stuff?
I don't know. No, the labs are buying
hospitals.
Some of the labs and hospitals are buying these skulls from these companies.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Because there are countries that have the laws are a little looser.
Yeah.
Are these like some countries where they're pretty loose with like their body?
All right. So I'll say this. I'm looking at the website, The Bone Room, or boneroom.com. And again, we're talking about the story on News 8. The question was, is it legal to buy human bones online, which is alarming? The answer is yes, it is legal, which is even more alarming. And I'm on the website looking at actual human skulls, pictures of them right now. Male India skull is one of them. I'm looking.
So it's from India.
Yeah, I can buy this skull right now. But that's the only country that's identified. By the way, it's also dissected with a little hinge on it. So you can, like, open the top and, like, get into where the brain would have been.
Oh, look at it. It's got a hinge?
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's got a hinge and, like, a little pin where you can keep the skull. Oh, God, this is creeping me out. Duh. That was a person.
I was going to say, I would forever wonder who this belonged to. You know, like, whose bones are in my house.
Them bones.
I guess it's a great conversation starter if you had it in your house.
Like if you had until you leave the house because it's creeping
you out. Yes, it's a conversation starter and an evening ender. Because if you have a human skull on display, I'm effing out of your house, man. You're going to hang around a guy that bought a human skull?
Probably not.
What is this, Jumanji? I mean, I know you're dressed for it right now.
I guess you could make up a backstory about it.
Why? Like what?
Ask for Grandpa.
We requested his skull?
Yeah.
Why would you
want... That's all I got in the inheritance was his head. Grandpa's head's on my shelf.
Would you guys like to guess what an authentic human skull costs.
I hope it's expensive.
All right, so you're saying high end, you're saying low end.
I'm going low.
All right, can we take a shot?
For one single human skull.
A
skull, yes.
I'm going to say at least $2,000.
Okay, Tommy.
$2,000.
You want to take a shot?
Yeah. I'm going to go minus shipping and handling.
Yep.
$125.
Okay, Kimmy is closest, but these skulls run the gamut, and it seems the more complete the skull, the more expensive it is. For example, the male India skull that I just described to you.
With the hinge?
Yeah, it's missing teeth, so that's $1,400.
You got a brush.
But I'm looking at another male skull. It doesn't say where it's from.
Okay.
And it's got all its teeth. It looks like it's completely intact. That skull is $2,500.
$2,500? Keep it.
The least expensive skull on this website is $1,100.
Damn.
Don't you want to know why their skull is less expensive?
No, I think it's because it's missing parts.
Because it's missing teeth or something?
You can buy fetal skulls.
Oh, no.
I know. For God's sake, they're more expensive.
I love the shock.
Well, it is.
Look at the price.
But I just can't imagine why you... Like, I don't want to know. I don't ever want to meet the person that wants that. Just on display.
Yeah.
You can buy full skeletons. Do you want to take a shot?
Well, if the head's over $1,000, the whole freaking body's got to be 4G.
I love how you're like on a used car lot all of a sudden for this actual human skeleton. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Ooh, at least $5,000.
All right. Tommy?
I said $4,000.
Okay. The cheapest full male skeleton, $5,500. The most expensive, $6,500.
Okay. It's pretty close. I know my bones.
You're getting into like jet ski money.
You could have a jet ski or a human skeleton. Let me ask you a question.
All right, yeah.
Let's say, because there's obviously markup here, there's a middle bone man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's say your wife could make $4,000 on your skeleton.
Yeah.
Would you be okay?
What I've got?
Would you be okay if she sold it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
Wouldn't bother you?
No.
Kimmy, how about you?
Oh, like if once I'm gone, I don't care what you do with my bones.
All right, so $4,000 for your body. It disappears forever. There's no grave marker. There's nothing. They're just going to sell your skull.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What would you pay for a celebrity skull? Like, let's say their estate goes bad.
Okay.
And they go, you know what, man? Let's dig them up. Let's dig them up, and we're going to sell celebrity skulls on the open market.
I don't think I want a skull, but give me a celebrity.
Well, just think of any, not even a celebrity, any famous person.
It depends on the famous
Churchill.
Person. Churchill's skull? No, I don't want Churchill's skull.
That's one of the greatest skulls of all time.
But nobody's going to believe you.
No, it'll be authenticated. It'll come from the London archives. A guy looking like me right now will certify it. And you will get it in a gorgeous display case. And you know the Brits love to display their crap. You get Churchill's
head.
It's
not their crap. It's everyone else's crap they're displaying.
Wouldn't that be cool?
No.
Like, have a FDR.
No, I don't want anyone's skull. Not that I'm thinking about it. I want nobody's head in my house. I don't want it. It's too creepy, man. I couldn't walk down.
I would think if I had a celebrity skull, that'd be pretty goddamn cool. I love Johnny Carson's skull.
You idolize Johnny Carson. You watched him every night, and you want his body in your house.
Yes. That's the whole damn thing, just the head.
That's weird, man. I own his soul now.
Think of the great sports heroes.
I don't know.
Oh, I got the number one head.
Who's that?
It's already severed. It's ready to go. Ted Williams. Let's say Ted Williams' estate goes super
ass
bad.
Right? That's like a full. That's like a brain.
Like a clean. No, his whole head has been decapitated. He was decapitated.
That's what I mean. Like, you're not just getting the bones.
No. Well, you would probably take it to somebody where you know. Skin it out and everything. You just get.
Yeah, I see some signs on phone poles near where I live. They can do that for you.
Skinning it out.
Yeah.
No, I don't want. I don't want a skull in my. I don't care whose skull it is. I couldn't deal with it.
Freddie Mercury.
No, I don't want Freddie Mercury.
Because that would be unique because of his teeth. you would know that's Freddie's teeth because he's got those big ass horse teeth.
He's got them chompers. Had them chompers. No, I don't want a human skull. I don't care whose it is. No. Ugh.
No.
But you're too weird about death.
You're awfully nonchalant about human body parts in your house.
We used to have, when we lived in our apartment, there was this one guy that lived in it, and in his car on display, he had a bunch of like small animal skulls.
Oh, they're probably fake.
Why?
Either way, that creeps me out. Yeah. Why do you need those? I can't imagine how creeped out I'd be if I met somebody that had an actual human skull.
Can't you do the battleship hats like everybody else does?
I know.
252WCMF, story on News 8 last night. Is it legal to buy human bones online? The answer is yes, and there's two websites we're looking at right now. Let's talk to Bobby. Bobbo, how are you, buddy?
Oh, morning, boys and Kimmy.
What up?
So, it is pretty weird to have a skull in your house, but one person that wouldn't think that is Richie Incognito.
Oh, he did want former Buffalo Bills offensive lineman did ask after his grandfather died for the funeral home to cut off his grandfather's head in a manic episode.
Yes.
Yes, so.
Very bizarre.
Very bizarre. Thank you. Thank you, Bob, for the call. Have a good rest of the day. I deeply regret bringing this up in the first place. So let's move on and never talk about it again.
Okay.
This could be a revolutionary idea.
Oh, fantastic.
A new type of place to live that is less expensive, better for the earth.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Come on.
The only potential problem here, when you tell us it's affordable,
okay,
you should probably include a number, right?
Well, yeah. If you don't, you're getting boned.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A big celebration out in East Rochester yesterday.
What happened?
A local company called Green Door Builders debuted their first ever residence in the carbon-friendly, affordable house line.
So this is like no electricity or something?
No.
It sounds like solar. It sounds like solar crap.
No, it's
well, you said carbon. What? That means like no like electricity.
It doesn't.
All right.
What do you mean? The house runs more efficiently.
Yeah.
Okay. More green.
Fuel efficient.
Yeah. How about you just stop saying words? I'll explain what it is.
All right.
The homes are about 1,400 square feet. They have 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a full basement.
All right.
They are designed, as Kimmy said, to be energy efficient.
Efficient.
And past that, they are also meant to be environmentally friendly while targeting first-time and middle-income home buyers.
Oh, so this gets you in.
Yes, the people that need homes right now.
And it's a new house.
Most importantly, yes, it's a brand new house. The homes are being described as affordable, which is big with what homes cost right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the next logical question.
What's the whack?
Don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't say in the story, which is interesting because you think when people see this headline, that's all they would want
right.
to know. Can I afford to live in a place like this in East Rochester if I am looking?
Okay.
And what's even more frustrating about a story like this, mm-hmm. Tommy, is you can't even guess what the term affordable home means.
Mm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Home prices in Rochester are still ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
People are having a hard time finding places to call their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that fixes that is more housing.
Mm-hmm.
That takes time. But if you ask Kimmy 20 different people what an affordable home costs now, you would get 20 different answers.
Yeah, especially based on when you bought your house. If you have a house, if you're looking for a house, you would have wildly different versions of what that looks like.
Is this a whole neighborhood or are these just sporadic houses in
and around? I don't think they're all in one place.
All right, so it's almost like a neighborhood of these. Like a little development? What?
I said I don't think they're all in like one. Like I don't think it's one neighborhood full of.
Did the silk scarf get a hole over your ears?
I don't know what she's saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, I know she answered the question that you asked.
So we don't know.
So, there you go. So it's like a neighborhood.
It's. I mean, it looks like you could probably build a track of these. It also looks like there's like
a
handful
of house
them. There.
The one that they showed, the house next to it looked older. So I figured they found like a lot or something to build this one in. So I don't know. I guess what's around it.
So I'm wondering then if that's the case that house would be about market value with the rest of the neighborhood.
Well, then it wouldn't be affordable then.
Right. That's why they're not showing you that.
But
because that's not a big house. That's a nice size house, but it's not like a mansion.
No. I mean, it looks like a tiny home, but it's bigger than a tiny home. I mean, it's
a starter house.
Yeah.
Exactly what most young couples would move into if they had bank.
Exactly. And like going back to this idea of what a house is supposed to cost versus what a home actually costs. Like, Tommy, I'll ask you, what should a 1,400 square foot home in East Rochester cost?
I'm thinking $125,000.
Okay, so that's just it. If somebody told me that home costs $100,000, I'd go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then if somebody,
and that's a pretty good deal right now.
And it's a great deal.
Yeah. But it ain't that.
If somebody told me that house costs $250,000, I'd go, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Like just, and that's a huge swing.
Yes.
That
is
a huge swing. And both of those things would, by definition of what the market's doing, be affordable homes.
But that house could be over $300,000.
And yes.
Because it's a brand new house.
But then again, I wouldn't look at that as affordable.
No.
Like, once
but
you
they
hit
may.
Three.
But that might be the average price in East Rochester now for a house.
I don't know. I mean, it couldn't, Kimmy, that house, based on what you were going through, that couldn't be a $300,000 house, could it?
The one that they showed on TV.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know East Rochester, like what the average would be there, but in a lot of other places it could be.
Yeah, you
know. I mean, it's what, 3 bedroom, 2 bathroom?
2 bed, 3 bath, 1,400 square feet.
2 bed, 3 bath?
Three bed, two bath.
That's what that could be close.
He's got a garage?
Yeah, basement. Yeah. I don't know if it did. Yeah, it did have a garage on the front.
It did have a garage.
So yeah, and you're going to pay that east side whack.
It's East Rochester, though.
It's still east. It's got east in the name.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this company. They're called Green Door Builders. They debuted in East Rochester yesterday, their first ever residence in what they call their carbon-friendly affordable house line. 1,400 square feet, three bedrooms, two baths, full basement, designed to be energy efficient. They are targeting first-time and middle-income home buyers. They are saying these are affordable homes, but nowhere in the story does it say
the price,
what the home costs.
I don't even know what middle income is anymore. Like, what do they consider middle income?
The average American makes between $55,000 and $60,000 a year.
That's the middle?
That's middle income. Right? I mean, that would be middle income.
That's so, per
person.
The average couple.
Average American makes 55 to 60.
So you would have to, as a couple, be over 100 G.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, I would assume the average household makes around 6 to 610.
Right.
It would also, I wonder if that price would go up in a place like East Rochester because it's a new build, and I don't know how many new homes are in like an older area like that, you know? I don't know if that's more desirable or...
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, how long until we get back to where folks can actually afford to buy a house? Because like we just said, the more homes that are built, the faster prices come down.
I think when they start doing those container homes, when they get them all off the ships...
We're not that far off. But even the idea of like building homes to make them more affordable is kind of a problem right now. And this story is so interesting because this company in East Rochester is doing something very unique.
What are they doing?
They're building new, smaller homes to live in. If you live near or drive by new construction,
yeah,
there are two types of places going up.
What do you get?
You got your big-ass McMansion homes,
yeah,
and then you have luxury townhomes.
Right.
So you have homes for places, people looking to spend money on a long-term rest of their life house, and then you have places for people to downsize, but,
yeah,
not,
people like me,
but not lose all the creature comforts.
Right.
Right? No one is building any new homes.
Freestanding home.
That look like the post-war homes in Gates, Irondequoit, and East Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are the traditional young family starter homes. So if you're looking for a place like that, if that's all you can afford, you either have to hope someone moves out of one of those into a new, nicer place. A family that has lived there for decades dies, or those people move to a luxury townhouse.
Yeah, but I guess the benefit of buying a place like that, you don't have to like do anything to it. It's brand new.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have to like fix this, right, fix that, remodel that, paint this. You move it. That does save you a lot of bank.
Okay. But I have to
new
be able
appliances,
to.
New appliances.
But
yeah.
Yeah, but you've got to be.
Be able to afford it and get it.
Right.
Like, it does blow my mind that there aren't home builders in this town that have been building smaller new houses. Why are they not doing it? Is there just not money in it?
Maybe so.
Are there enough people that are looking to buy these, like, you know, McMansions, as they call them, and go live in there where I can make my money doing this? Why would I do something smaller? Because it does feel like, Tommy, now granted, we are not businessmen.
No, we are not.
Or woman. So take it with a grain of salt. More people would be willing to buy those smaller starter homes than those McMansions that they're building in massive complexes, right? So why has nobody been... Like, I mean, if this company decides they want to do a tract full of these houses, they'd sell out immediately.
Yeah, Chinstown.
You live in a ranch.
Yeah, it's Chinsey.
No, oh, really? In Pittsburgh?
Wow. Yeah.
So you call your wife Chins?
Yeah, she kind of...
Oh, yeah, so your wife's...
Well, she was a single chintzy mom.
Yeah, and now she's a single chintzy wife.
Well, you would think there would be more of those smaller homes going up, too, only because, you know, people moving out of the bigger home, like people looking to downsize, you know, after their kids move out of the house and stuff. Like, you would think there would be a huge market for those smaller homes when it comes to first-time home buyers and people that are... moving out of the homes that, you know, they raised a family in.
Here's the problem with the second one, though. And Tommy, you can back me up
with the Mies?
Yeah. If I'm moving out of my house, I don't want to be responsible for another house. I want to go move into a condo.
Yeah, usually it's condo, townhouse. Yeah, you I don't feel like painting and worrying about the roof anymore, any of that
stuff. Mowing the lawn, all that stuff is taken care of, right? Water heater goes, not my problem.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
I'm just thinking of like,
my
your parents.
My
parents and a lot of the people that lived in their neighborhood, I mean, this was, you know, 6-7 years ago, but they didn't move into a condo or anything. Like, they just moved into smaller homes.
That's weird. Your parents are very unique. Those people.
But like I was going to say, like other people did too, because they didn't want as much yard. Like, they moved into smaller lots overall. You know what I mean?
But he's got a pool and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Are your parents living in a swingers community?
I don't know.
Kind of sounds like.
I mean, they live.
They could.
They live in the same community as somebody we work with.
We're a good looking couple.
Well, you have to tell me who it is when we get off the air.
Right down the hall. They live in Sandy and Danger's neighborhood.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Wow. 252-WCMF, 252.
West Side swinging.
West Side
swinging.
Well, you got to wait till the end of the West Side. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Rick. Rick writes us, if these homes are $200,000 or more, they are not worth it. I'm not going to spend money risking a new home idea when I can go buy a home that has stood for decades for just a little bit more expensive. Thoughts on that?
Nah, because it ain't going to be just a little bit more expensive. I was amazed because my neighborhood is old. All these houses were built in 1947. Mm-hmm. And when we saw what they were going for, we were astonished. What? And there was a line of people, and these houses hadn't been fixed in years.
Well, but you're in Pittsford, man.
Right, but they're not great houses. They're not. What you think of a Pittsford house in my neighborhood ain't the same place,
I've seen where you live.
They're small homes.
They're only on, it's the shortest private drive in town.
But the whole area is old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These people really had to line out the door down the street to buy these houses. And they were going for like $500,000. I go, you've got to be kidding me. I go, that house is crap.
Did you say that to the person who owns it? Excuse me, your house is crap.
I didn't have to. Take a look.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.